As the beloved silent watcher speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him with all the love and power that our life streams can give, and to keep us outwardly reminded of his great presence and all that his love has meant to the earth and all that the power of the great, great silence can do for us. Beloved ones of Saint Germain's family, I greet you today in the name of the great, great silence, and I offer everything that the silence holds to assist you on your pathway to victory. For you have set your goal to victory. You have set your goal to the heights of the powers of light. Therefore, when your desire comes to the heart of the great, great silence, in your upward path, we respond and pour back to you every possible assistance to your victory and for your protection. Because as you enter in to the heart of the great, great silence consciously, with greater awareness of its power and all that is there, we will open for you one door after another into the great treasure house of God's mighty love, into the great wonders of the universe, and into the very heart of cosmic power. Rarely do mankind unascended ever understand what the great, great silence means. But I shall endeavor today to bring some explanation of it and give you the way and means of drawing as much light from time to time from that great height of attainment as you can absorb and use in your outer activities. Now, to begin with, you have been told that in the silence is God's greatest power. If you think that statement through, you will know why mankind is in such distress, because they almost never get silent. Now, as you train yourselves to come into our great octave of light and there feel the master powers of life in your own life, in the energy of your own emotional world, in the energy of your mental world, you will become aware that those powers radiate and draw into you an actual light just as surely and visibly and tangibly a light as the flame from those candles. The heart of the great, great silence is the heart of the cosmic light, and into that light no shadow can enter. Therefore, no imperfection can enter. And if mankind many times understood in the midst of distressing conditions how just to remain silent, the discord would pass by and you, enfolded in the light, would go on your way serenely, uncaught by the discord of the outer world. You have heard the messenger say, the senses riot in mankind of earth. And it is because of that turmoil in the energy of the emotional body that mankind are unable to see and know the right thing to do at an important moment or even from day to day. Now I want to enter in with you today to an explanation that I'm quite sure you have never contemplated concerning your problems. You know, you go on solving problems, and this problem causes you distress, and that problem causes you distress. And you get one problem solved, and then you accumulate a whole lot more. Isn't it strange that when you get a problem solved, you still don't stay out of problems? You know why? Do you know why problems are in existence? Because the law of your life stream demands that you call light, the cosmic light, which is the focus of perfection, into the problem. Therefore, if you do not call for illumination concerning your problem, you may change the outer world condition today or tomorrow by physical effort, and next week the same problem or others raise right up and look you square in the eye and say, "Here I am." Now, don't they do that? Doesn't your rent look you back in the face every week or every day or every month and say, "Here I am. Gotta have another month's rent." Doesn't your stomach say after a few hours, "Well, here I am, I need more food"? Don't your bills come in again and again? Just think of it, bills for light. Isn't that something? Bills for the opportunity to talk. Bills, bills, bills in the physical octave. Of course, I don't need to tell you about them. You have plenty. But all my loved ones, now let me give you the secret today. Whenever these problems face you, before you start to solve the problem, say to your mighty I Am Presence, "Mighty I Am Presence in me, come forth in thy full victory and full illumination of all that I need to know or am required to know to dissolve all conditions of problems now and forever." So my world is without problems and yet intensely active in the great expansion and the great acceptance of the beauty and perfection and wonderful activity of the great, great silence. You try it. Try to form the habit of saying to every problem, "Well, if this is but a former cause returning, a result of a former cause, then it must become for me the illumination of perfection, because I shall not have problems in my world. I shall have activity. I shall have perfection. I shall go forth a creator of joy and mastery and boundless supply, but I shall not have problems." You ask and demand and accept the full mastery of your almighty I Am Presence in you come forth to take the place of the problem, and you will free yourselves permanently from all problems. And then, my dear ones, you are ready to come hand in hand with us and go forward to render the service to the great law of life in perfecting the conditions of the outer world, which you have said you want to do. You have said you wanted to serve the light. You have said you want to lift mankind. Well, you know, if you have too many problems, and then you start out to help somebody else that perhaps has more than you have, it's a case of the blind leading the blind, isn't it? All right, what do you need? Light. And the most intense light is in the great, great silence. Now, hereafter, just try this out for tomorrow. The first problem that stares you in the face, say, see here. You think you're a problem to me. I demand my am presence come forth and illumine you to me. And I'll find out, by George, what's inside of you. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, I am very determined to help you set the habit in the outer self of demanding illumination in the place of the problem, demanding illumination, the kind of illumination that prevents all problems. You have a right to the unlimited use of everything in the universe. It wants to be used. It wants you to use it. It is surging and trying to crowd its way through everywhere for a right use. But if you're so busy taking care of today's problems that you fail to call illumination into action to prevent tomorrow's problems, why, my dear ones, you go on in a treadmill of this constant human physical grind, and I want you to be free. There's no freedom anywhere except in the light. And I am determined, with your assistance, if you want the peace and happiness that's in the light, I am determined that you shall have every problem illumined to you, so that your feelings, instead of being filled with the fear and strain and struggle of the problem, your feelings will be filled with the joy of my light and my love to life that simply floods it forth and commands perfection to appear. You know, every problem is supposed to teach you something. And mankind, because many problems are unpleasant, do not want to learn what the higher mental body is trying to teach. Now, the higher mental body can teach you everything in the universe without one problem, without one atom of distress. But if you say, well, I don't want to learn that lesson right now, I'm busy putting out more causes for more problems, you mustn't bother me. So you forgot your mighty I Am presence and higher mental body through the centuries in your ceaseless generation of problems. So the higher mental body says, all right, If you want to learn more about problems by generating more, it's quite all right with me. But learn you're going to. That's settled. And so, you have more and more problems from which to learn. And you know, children sometimes run away from school because they don't want to learn. And somebody invariably catches them and sends them back. Well, so it is with your own higher mental body. Arouse yourselves, my dear ones, and stand face to face with your presence. Stand before your chart and say, my beloved, mighty I Am Presence, I, with thee, I take my stand to demand all the light of the universe, if need be, to take the place of these problems. You come forth through me in the full victory of your cosmic power and teach me what I should know about those problems, but reveal that to me from within. Reveal this to me from the heart of the great, great silence, and forbid any shadow to appear. Dear ones, you'll soon come to a very wonderful sense of mastery. On the moment problems seem to appear, you will retire to the heart of the great, great silence and there learn how to dissolve that problem from all connection with your life streams permanently. And then you shall know the peace and the love of my heart. Oh, there is so much in the great, great silence. So much light. It is a treasure house, my dear ones, of the whole universe. Because you can be quiet and go deeper and deeper into the light of the great, great silence. And as that great peace comes from within, as you feel it saturate your minds, your bodies, and your atmosphere, as you enjoy the music of its stillness, as you enter in to the power of its love, will light become for you the great magnet of the central sun. We have not taken up in detail a great deal concerning the great central sun magnet. But my dear ones, when you enter in to the light of the great, great silence, the drawing power is so intense that it disconnects you from your problems, and one after another of your limitations drop away as if they had never been, because as your attention is upon the great, great silence, and you enter in and love its peace and its light, it draws you into itself and you become its perfection. Sounds easy, doesn't it? And it is. It's far easier than living in your physical world, my dear ones. It is much easier to enter in to the heart of the great, great silence, there in the love of eternal light, go deeper and deeper into its music, into its beauty, into its perfection, and let the outer self absorb its glory and its full authority. Once you begin to feel that, once you let it saturate the outer self, once you learn to enjoy hunting in the light, seeking in the light the solution of your problems, not all the world and all upon it could ever draw you again into limitation, and never could the problems of this world disturb you or stay in your activity. And I want so much for you to be free. I want you to feel the love that is in that light. When you go into that light with the love and gratitude for its existence in the universe, and you begin to have the illumination within yourselves, the realization that that light is your home, that is where you belong, that that is immortality, and there is love in full, masterful command. I wonder sometimes how your bodies stand the incessant turmoil of earth. And here, just a little bit above you, is that love and light so great from your blessed higher mental body and your presence that at any moment, if you sit quietly and you demand the higher mental body come through you and make you feel its light, it would do it. There isn't a human being on the earth that couldn't be made to feel the light of the higher mental body if the outer self will be still and ask that presence to pour its light into the outer with such power you cannot help but feel it and see it. My dear ones, it is just the same as this. You may be in a dark room or you may be just walking down the street. But if a powerful light comes from behind you, do you not feel it? You see it and feel it. Well, just so with this light of the great, great silence. When the higher mental body comes closer to the physical, its light becomes more intense in and around the physical body. Becomes more intense in your affairs. It becomes more intense in and around you. And it can make you feel itself, never fear. And when that light draws nearer into the outer, by your conscious call and your determined stand, that you demand that presence in the fullness of its victorious authority, and you take your stand that that shall come through. It shall come through. It shall manifest to you. Then will you find that all the powers of your life stream that are so waiting for you to use them, they've waited, your presence has waited for centuries to let those powers come into your outer use. And what you ordinarily term talents in some individual who has used some of the powers of life more than others, you say that person's talented, that individual drew those powers forth by conscious attention and love of doing it. Therefore, when you love the silence, and your attention goes to that heart of the great, great silence, and you love to enter into it, and you love to draw forth its action, you will find that its powers automatically become alive in your outer use, and those which have been your limitations of the past drop away, and you do things quickly and easily and perfectly by the presence, own light coming through you, and the world calls them miracles. You have been told that miracles are God's ways, uninterfered with by mankind. God's ways are perfection. And I say to you, you can't find perfection anywhere except in the heart of the great, great silence. And you have to enter into that door or into that heart through your own higher mental body and your presence. You have to enter into that through your own life. So when I come today to bring this encouragement to you, it is that I may enfold you in the flame of love from my heart that brings an actual light into your flesh structure, into the atmosphere about you, and it shall stay until you absorb it. And when you do absorb it, it will become for you the explanation of your problems. And then you will shake yourselves and you will wonder how it could have ever happened that you could have ever feared or dreaded or been held down by problems when your own higher mental body, your own life, has all authority to compel them to change. You see, you have not quite realized the authority of your own life. We have spoken of this again and again, and you have been told to command in the name of the mighty I Am Presence, in the name of the ascended Jesus Christ. And you've been told that whatever you command in God's name will be given you. And yet people don't do it. Because those old problems. Well, may I just say, it's house cleaning time. It's spring, you know. And it's time they were put in the incinerator. I mean the cosmic one. I'm ready to help you bring in the light. But you'll excuse me if I say to you, the mighty Saint Germain has given you the violet flame, and you will have to do your own burning up. I will bring the gift of the great, great silence. But you must clear the way so there is a place for my gift when I come. And I'll guarantee you, it will produce perfection everywhere it abides. If you were to demand every problem in your world solved by the love of the great, great silence, you would begin to love to go into the silence. And in the stilling of the outer, you would give the higher mental body the opportunity to pour its light into you. And as its thoughts and feelings came through you, you would know exactly what to do to solve your problem and to keep similar problems from filling your world in the future. So may I say to you that whenever you give your decrees to bring something into your world or to solve your problems, whenever you send out your decrees, precious ones, please call for the illumination of the great, great silence to fill you with its love. It is the magic of life. It is the great divine plan of perfection. It will bring you victory 1,000 times out of 1,000, because there is no failure in the love of the great, great silence. There is no failure to me. There is no failure anywhere to life, because life is God, the mighty I Am Presence. And therefore, what you call failure and the physical octave is but the shutting out of that which is waiting to serve you. And since the heart of a great, great silence is the heart of the greatest power, then as you learn to love the silence and call forth the illumination of the great, great silence into everything that you are doing, you will find its light will take out the wrong thoughts and the wrong feelings. And with a joy unspeakable, will you grasp the correct ideas with the happiness of the feeling of light, and do sometimes in 1/10 the time more than you do now in a whole day. Now, supposing we save for you that other 9/10 of that day. What are you going to do with it? Had you ever thought? What would you do for the rest of your day if all you desire to accomplish is done in 1/10 the time and with 1/10 the energy that you use now? What would you do with the rest? Not go out and get more problems, I trust. It's the same thing that when people hurry with an automobile, they hurry to get somebody else in front of them to hurry, and the dash, when they get someplace else and they have to wait, or if they make 1 minute or 5 minutes, what do they do with it? Had you ever thought of that? This world of constant hurry, God never intended that hurry to manifest. The sun doesn't hurry in its orbit. Of course, you think sometimes the wind hurries on its way, but that depends on what mankind has placed in the atmosphere. But now tonight I am very practical. I am not just talking in abstract principles. I am talking in the reality of your life, its energy, its vibration, in the consciousness which is ours, and the feeling of ours of complete mastery over all the energy and substance in your world. Now the outer self has the feeling. Well, it can only lift or do so much. That is what it has accepted through habit. But when you get the feeling of mastering a condition, and you call your presence to come through you and do it, who of you can tell me how much energy your presence would release in a moment that you have never before experienced? Many people under crisis draw forth extreme strength until the crisis is over. Where does it come from? It was in the body. It acted through the body, under the direction of the mind. But you don't have to have a crisis to make you aware of that. I am telling you tonight, if you believe me, you will try it out. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. Now I want to encourage you. You've all had so much proof are the answers to your calls. You have all seen within yourselves the transformation that has come in your life stream since you contacted this light. And now we want to take you another step higher, so that when you make your calls to your presence, you will stop a moment and call for the full illumination of the love in the great, great silence to take command of you first, and then wait a moment until you feel its thrill, and then move into your outer world service. And things will go so much easier for you all. You will enjoy all that you do, and you will have one marked success after another. I am giving you the keynote of boundless success tonight. This will bring you boundless success in your outer world affairs. It will give you happiness that only love can give in your own inner quiet and feeling, if you will but believe me long enough to try it out. And I feel certain tonight that a great many of you, or all of you, will try this sincerely. I feel it. Thank you so much, precious ones. Please be seated. Now, will you try and have the feeling within you that when you call forth the light from the great, great silence, when you ask for illumination, will you try to feel that that light is love from the central sun? When you face your problem, and sometimes you do not quite know how to solve it, and if you will say, "Mighty I Am Presence in me, come forth in your full light of the great, great silence, and make me feel the love that is in that light till this problem is dissolved." Now, if you can train your outer self to do that, you'll be very, very successful, more so than words can describe. And if the outer self is rebellious and feels irritated or edgeways, and it just don't want to pour out that love, you fool it a little bit. You say, "All right, we'll have the light of the great, great silence here till you understand." And when you charge the outer self with the light from the great, great silence, until the outer intellect understands that you mean to have your mastery in outer command, you'll have it. And tonight, I am here to charge you with a feeling of that light of the great, great silence, until it brings into you the power of its love, and where love from the central sun produces manifestation, then problems are no more. This is a remedy the government and the nation needs quite as well as you. They need it more than you do, because you have come a long way in your desire to serve the light. And now, I, for one, am determined to watch you and draw forth one channel of assistance after another from the great, great silence, which is my domain of activity, and reveal to you these inner secrets that make your pathway victorious and glorious and free and perfect and always safe in the future. Try in solving your problems to say, Mighty I Am Presence, give me the light from the heart of the great, great silence that illumines this to me through that cosmic love which is always master. Now, as soon as you begin to acknowledge your mastery by calling your Mighty I Am Presence in you into outer action in the fullness of its victory, in the fullness of the light and the power of the great, great silence, you will begin to know what the sacred love of the sacred fire means. Then you will realize that it is the only practical way and means of handling anything that comes to your attention. Then you travel on an even plane, and that which disturbs the mass of mankind will not affect you. I am quite desirous of your becoming accustomed to this because of your supply in the future. If there seems not to be the supply that you require, before you start to worry about your problem or begin to decree on it, make your call for the fullness of the Mighty I Am Presence to come into your outer action and there manifest the light of the great, great silence into the problem until love takes command of its own and reveals its magic scepter of power. Then will you know what it means in that decree to demand God's love keep clear your way. You could demand the light of the great, great silence keep clear your way and prevent all problems in the future. The love of the great, great silence keep clear your way and produce perfection for which you have called. And if I were you, I would call the power of the great, great silence to be the protection of all you desire to accomplish and all that you love. And let the silence in its mighty light and power pour forth its energy to do what you physically as yet cannot do. Because that light can become so blazing around an individual in an instant that even were destruction headed your way, that light would stop it before it dared approach. I have a very grave reason for reminding you of the light in the heart of the great, great silence. And were you to take the command, Mighty I Am Presence, teach me all that is within the light in the great, great silence. Mighty I Am Presence in me, make me feel the love in the heart of that great, great silence. And then be still. With your attention upon it and your conscious command, you would find yourselves becoming its mastery. So as we go forward in the helping mankind to dissolve that which has caused such distress, you will find the power of the great, great silence will cause you to do the right thing at the right time, in the right way, and there will not be the conditions of fear and doubt and uncertainty or regret. These things can be wiped out of existence with absolute knowing of the power of love in the heart of the great, great silence and the manifestation of its light. You become the cupbearer to the nations, and the light that you carry to others will refresh mankind with the remembrance of their source of power. Great are the wonders of the great, great silence, and wondrous is its joy and its love and its light. You cannot possibly lose by using its magnificent, wondrous powers and its secrets are revealed to those who use its love to bring light where shadows seem to appear. So as we move forward this week, I am expecting and hoping for many calls from you all. And I trust you will give me the opportunity to show you what the happiness of our love can bring to you in the physical octave. May you experience its great, great joy and become aware of that power which is freely yours to use, but which you can only have as you come there. You might say, well, why can't that come here? It has many times, but you didn't receive it. I'm the custodian of the secret of entering that great silence is your higher mental body. So when you say to your mighty I Am Presence, with thee I take my stand, and I demand you come forth through me and into me with the full victory of your mastery and the full illumination of the great, great silence, and then send your love, you will be answered. And we shall go forward, again accomplishing, in a mighty wave of cosmic action, much that will bring you boundless joy and enable more light to go forth into the nation. That which you draw forth for yourselves, call forth to be expanded within the nation, and let the light dissolve the problem that mankind cannot and will not until they know the love that is in the heart of the great, great silence. May you become its heart within the nation and pour it forth without limit, without cessation. May that love of the great, great silence shed its light within your borders, clothe you with every good thing, and give you the freedom of your own mastery. That presence can grow brighter and brighter and brighter around you, and its full power of the great, great silence can control within you that which enables you to go forward and render boundless assistance, and yet be invincibly free. May from tonight the great accomplishment take place that dissolves your problems, and the future be filled only with the light of the great, great silence and the power of its love make you master everywhere. Thank you. Thank you, beloved mighty silent watcher, for your love and your light of the great, great silence. Blaze it in through and around us and see that we see only its blazing perfection everywhere. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance. To those under this radiation, watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly from that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory, such invincible light and love from the heart of the great, great silence, that never again can another problem approach. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever you know will make us the mightiest power of this victory. And may the presence of each one come forth through the outer self and hold supreme eternal command and compel Saint Germain's freedom and the mighty silent watcher's power of the great, great silence into all outer activity forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. Keep that sustained and so clothe us in your obedience and your love of the great, great silence that we feel it and manifest it all time. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us and to so charge us and so charge through us the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, that the unfed flame in our hearts expands and becomes one with the sevenfold flame without. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And drawing into its outer activities, the perfection of the great, great silence, flood the light of its love, and make the human cease everywhere forever. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and the great silent watcher and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever will give the one mighty stroke of world-enfolding flame that puts an end forever to all that is not the perfection of the Ascended Master's victory everywhere with full power. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Keep it expanding in worldwide victory to annihilate all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and especially annihilate all problems, and place the love of the great, great silence and its dazzling light in the place of everything that seems to be a problem for those under this radiation, and take us forward in one gigantic victory for all eternity. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we stand side by side with our beloved Saint Germain, Jesus and Daddy, mighty victory, until the great beings say to them, well done, the victory of all time takes us forward in the fulfillment of the divine plan of eternal freedom. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the love and light of the great, great silence into outer conscious action everywhere we go, till we silence forever all that has ever been of human discord or limitation or problems of any kind.